Today is Sunday, the 16th of February, beginning the sixth week of Ordinary Time. Noreen Nireen, with the monks of Glenstall Abbey, sings the Beatitudes.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Blessed are the gentle, they shall inherit the land.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
This day you will be with me in paradise.
Jesus came down with them and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea, Jerusalem, and the coast of Tyre and Sidon. Then he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice on that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets."
Today's passage is often called the Sermon on the Plain, Luke's version of the Beatitudes, where we hear Jesus teach about blessings and woes. In Ignatian spirituality, we are encouraged to use our imagination to place ourselves in the gospel story. Imagine standing on the plain with Jesus. Feel the warmth of the sun or the coolness of the breeze. hear the murmuring crowd, people talking, asking questions, seeking healing. Notice the diversity of the people around you, gathered together, rich and poor, sick and healthy, hopeful and curious. Where do you stand with these people? Watch as Jesus steps forward to address the crowd. His eyes are filled with compassion and authority. He looks directly at his disciples. Imagine his voice as he begins to speak. Steady, clear, and full of love. What do you feel as you hear his words of blessing and warning? Included? Challenged? Confused? As Jesus continues to speak, how do his words touch your heart? Consider when you have experienced being poor, hungry, weeping, or hated. These can be challenging times. Were you aware that God had been present in those moments? How does the promise of God's kingdom and ultimate joy bring you hope? As you listen to the passage again, let the Lord reassure you of his love and his invitation to follow him more closely.
Jesus came down with them and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea, Jerusalem, and the coast of Tyre and Sidon. Then he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice on that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets.
Rejoice on that day and leap for joy. On this day, take time with the Lord to share any thoughts, feelings, or insights that arose during your prayer. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end. Amen.